In this meditation, you are invited to explore the spaces between. Rather than focusing on the continuous flow of energy, you are encouraged to feel the movement, as if lightning were jumping from one center to another. It's a dynamic, swift shift of energy that can be understood in a very direct and vivid way, like a flash of light cutting through darkness. As you embrace this practice, you may begin to perceive the energy moving, not in a gradual, step-by-step manner, but in quick, instantaneous bursts of light. This approach, often associated with sudden and powerful shifts, invites you to experience the energy in a more intense, transformative manner. For some, this method feels natural and energizing. For others, the idea of gradual progression might feel more comfortable. But as you experiment with these techniques, you'll learn that there is no right way, only the way that feels most aligned with your inner experience. It's important to approach this meditation with openness and curiosity, allowing your mind to explore what resonates most deeply with your personal energy flow. The visual of lightning captures the essence of this practice. It is sudden, intense, and sharp. If you've ever watched a lightning storm, you've seen how the light can seem to appear instantaneously, illuminating the sky for a brief moment before returning to darkness. This rhythm of light and darkness, of sudden brilliance followed by quiet, is mirrored in the spaces between the energy centers you are focusing on. Just as light in the sky doesn't travel gradually but instead jumps from one point to another, you may begin to feel the energy jumping from one center to the next in your own body. There is a profound simplicity in this technique. It is an invitation to feel the energy as something alive, something that doesn't need to progress slowly or build up over time. The nature of light, of lightning, is inherently dynamic. It does not wait for anything. It simply flashes into being and then recedes, only to strike again. This energy is raw, direct, and can feel intense, which is why this meditation is not for everyone. Some may find it too overwhelming, while others may discover it is exactly what they need to break free from stagnation or emotional blockages. The practice is designed to cater to different people, acknowledging that our inner experiences of energy may vary. For some, the gradual movement of rays from one center to the next is an ideal way to experience the energy's flow. However, for others, the lightning-like bursts will be more effective, providing the intensity and the rapid shifts that their energy system needs. The key is to listen to your own body and mind, to notice how you feel when practicing each approach, and to trust the method that feels most natural to you. Interestingly, there is also a subtle connection between gender and the way we perceive energy. While this is not a rigid rule, traditionally, the feminine mind tends to favor gradualness, a more subtle and continuous process. Women often relate to the energy in a flowing, unhurried manner, as though it is a gradual unfolding. Men, on the other hand, may find it easier to grasp the energy in quick, sudden bursts, much like the jumping of lightning from one point to another. Of course, this is a generalization, and individual experiences vary. The essence here is that this technique is designed to help you find what works best for you, regardless of gender, by tuning into your own inner experience. As you experiment with this meditation, you may encounter moments of intense heat. Lightning, after all, can be powerful and overwhelming. If you feel this heat becoming too much, don't push yourself further. Remember that meditation is about balance, not force. If the intensity becomes unbearable, or if you feel fear rising within you, step back and reconsider the method. Meditation should always feel natural and effortless.